toldo Yitzchok ben Avrom. Avrom hoyli des Yitzchok. Vayi Yitzchok ben Arboim Shono. Bekachto es Rivko bas Besuelo Arami. Yitzchok was 40. Bekachto es Rivko bas Besuel. He married Rivko, the daughter of Besuel. Achois Lavan or Arami loy leisha, the sister of Lavan Arami for a wife, Festa Yichus, Bas Besuel, Arami, and a sister of Lavan, Choshev Shvren, and brother-in-laws. I heard a gewaldike vault from the Rav Avigdor Neventzal, the Rav of the Alte Stadt. He said pshat. The pasuk says, והיה יצחק בן 40 שנה בקחתו יש רבקה בת בסואל ארמי מפדן ארום אחוי סלובן ארמי לא לאישה. So okay, this is the Yichus. It's very strange. First, what is the big Yichus here and what is the whole? So he says, it's very meduic in the trop. Chazal tell us, we learned last parsha, that when Eliezer, Eved Avram, came and he wanted to take Rivka, so Psul and Lavan decided to poison him. So they put poison in the soup and they were hoping he will eat and he will die. And Malach came and switched over the plates. And Eliezer said, I want to talk. And the male of the vial, Psul ate it, Psul died. And then they were only handling with Lavan and her mother, like we saw in the end of the last parsha, that the ones that are handling is Lavan and the mother. So he says like this. But the Kiddushin he did with Rivka when he gave her the Nezim Zahav and he gave her the money. This was the Kiddushin. Vayi Yitzchok ben Arboim Shono Bekachto, Ikicha Kicham is the Efron Kiddushin, as Rivka Bas Besuel. When he married her, the Kiddushin was Rivka Bas Besuel. But the Nesuim is when you machnis al chupa, when you take it to your house, right? Achoy Slovon Arami Loi Leisho. The Nesuim was with Achoy Slovon, not with Bas Besuel. And you see in the trop, it's mamish meduyek. It says, "Vayitzchok ben arboim shana bekachto yisrivko bas besuel aram v'adon arom esnachto achois lovan aram iloy leisho." Beetzem, the right way to read it is, "Vayitzchok ben arboim shana bekachto etu et rivko bas besuel aram achois lovan iloy leisho." Right? Isn't it? The Yichus says, "Father, mother, I took you for a wife." Posik says, "No." Vayitzchok ben arboim shana bekachto yisrivko bas besuel betom. ויצחק בן 40 שנה בקחת יסריף קובס בסול הרעי ודן הרום אחו יסלבון הרעי מלוי לאישו. The trop is telling us that the pasuk is like saying two different things. ויעתר יצחק להשם לנויך חישתו כי הקורו היא ויעוסר לו ישם ותער רבקו אישתו. So yeah, I could learn this pasuk the whole chumash here. ויעתר יצחק להשם לנויך חישתו כי הקורו היא. Rashi says, "Hirbo vehiftzir betfilo." Vayeosar loy nisratze nispayes venispateloy. Yitzchok made massive of tefila. Hirbo vehiftzir betfilo. Vayeosar loy nisparetz nispateloy. So Stam, I saw once pshat in the Mefoshim. Stam pshat. Wow. Yitzchok is such a bad person. Nisratze, nispayes, like. What? So Chazal say that Avraham Avinu died 5 years early that he will not see Esav going out to Tal Busra. Right? We will see soon. Vayozel Yaakov Nazid Adoshim was sitting Shiva and Avraham Avinu, because when Yitzchok, when Esav went out to Torbas Ro when he became 13, Hashem took Avraham that he would not have Agmas Nefesh to see his Eidikul going out to Torbas Ro. So if Hashem would not listen to the tefillahs of Yitzchok, Avraham would live another 5 years, right? So Yitzchok killed Avraham, really. Hashem said, I don't want to give Yitzchok kids now. We'll wait till Avraham dies. Then we'll start with Yitzchok, because Esav is going to go out to Torbas Ro. But Yitzchok davened very strong, so Hashem had to listen to the tefillah. The ma'aseh came on the cheshem from Avraham Avinu. But shtei do a gevaldike zach. Avraham Avinu. is promised ki be Yitzchok ki kol lecho zera. You're going to have kids from Yitzchok. Promise. Bameida. Ishmael is enough. No. Ki be Yitzchok ki kol lecho zera. Think about yourself, Nachman. Hakadosh Baruch Hu comes over and tells you, Nachman, you will be the next God Lador. You will be the next God Lador. You will know Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi. You will have Nachas. You have everything. You come to Yeshiva and it's hard. I'm not worried. I said, why are you smiling? Hashem told me you'll be right. I'm not worried. I asked you next year, why are you so happy? Hashem told me. Yitzchok has a promise from Hashem that everything will work out for him. And he doesn't have kids. And Hashem told him, don't worry, you all have the kids. He promised his father. And Yitzchok is crying. Nisratz and Nispires. And I would say, if Yitzchok would not do it, Hashem would not give him the kids. So he said, Nisratz and Nispires. Sometimes a person thinks, what is the point of David? I passed Rosh Hashanah, they waited. If I passed, I passed. If I didn't pass, I didn't pass. What will help that today in the morning I will say another 5 kapit lach tehillim and I will chap pshat in eshesach? One of shach. I'm a good bocher, I'm learning. I can chap eshesach. Tefilah shniyah, tefilah shlishah, I can eshchap. Chilik ha'aloyah levishah v'tanoyah. I don't have it exactly close. You think another 5 kapit lach tehillim will make it? The answer is yes. Yeah, I think I'm trying my best. I gave tzedakah, I gave this, and I finish. You tried again to scream? You have already haftoche. Nish from a Rebbe. Nish from Adam Godel. Not from a Mekubel. The Rebbe Shalom told you that everything will be alright. But the system is Vayesar Yitzchok. You have to beg and daven and daven and daven and daven. Even when it's clear that you deserve to get it. What will be with the Haftochet of Avraham Avinu if Lemaise will not do it? I don't know. I never know the answer. What if Yitzchak will decide that he's not listening to Hashmuz? Yeah, he knew it himself, so he did it, yeah? But let's say Yitzchak will not do it. So Taki will not have a kid? So what will happen with the Haftochet of Avraham Avinu? Yeah, maybe the Haftochet was that maybe Yitzchak will know how what to do. Call the Nichlas Psech, Vais, Ishginoi. But a person doesn't realize sometimes he's having it hard. How much he begged? Foshim say there was Vayesar is one more from Kemin and Veschana. The matter tefillah, the cheshbon of Rivka, the cheshbon is the gematria is not. He was mispalel the most that a person could have it for a mefurish promise. I know. Some lumbim argue about this Musa Shmuz that I'm giving and I'm telling you it's MS. I don't want even to tell you the other side because I want you to stay with the Roshem. But the folks also Chumash here, they can Shmuz on me. They want the tiny pshat. L'neichach ishtri ki akoro hi. Be'etzem, he could have married someone else and have kids. He could have had kids from someone else. He knew that she's the akoro. So to have from this marriage, of them nishgiven the haftocha from Bayra Oilo. This is some unfortunate. But Rashi doesn't say it. Rashi had to say it. Rashi had to say something. Rashi doesn't say it. And Rashi is mashma nishta zeh. Rashi says, Vayosar loy, Hashem listened to his tefillah. Why Hashem didn't listen to her tefillah? Tzadik ben Tzadik, Tzadik ben Rosha. For Bichlal, the whole tefillah was him. He Bichlal didn't need a Yeshua here. וישרויצצו הבונים בקירבו ותאמר אם כן לא מזה אנוכי ותלך לדרוש את השם ויאמר לו שני גויים בביטנך ושתי לאומים ממאייך יפורדו לאוימי לאוימי אמוץ ורבי אבוי צעיר זה סתם again for ידיע סתירה she went to base shame ועבר to ask what is happening the Mephoshim say that the Maisa she went without her husband knowing בעצם זה כאן, בעצם תביע, בעצם שהיה זה הוסבן, הנובי, יצחוק, תתה יצחוק, she goes to the local rabbi, okay, shame, to ask him, take advice from the rabbi, I mean, שהיה זה הוסבן, that he's the God of the door. There's a lot of answers. I'm not going into that. Lemaise, Chazal tell us, and it's to learn Pshat and Pasuk, they told her she has two kids. V'rav yavoy tzoyer. The small one is the right one, the big one is Esav. And the Mefoshim say, from here, Rivka knew the whole time that Yaakov is the right son. Not because she realized what Yitzchak didn't realize. She had a nevuah. V'rav yavoy tzoyer. Shtei leumim v'rav yavoy tzoyer. Means the older one is meshubah to the small one. And this is the reason she knew that Yaakov is the right son. And Be'etzim, she had a nevuah. And the Mefoshim speak out why she never spoke over to Yitzchak the nevuah. It's not the pshat like people think that, you know, Rivka was in the house, she saw the behavior, Yitzchak got it wrong, and there was no conversation to explain what is going on with Chinuch HaYelodim. If the show was good for Yitzchak, the show was good for Rivka also. Not pshat, Rivka was on the ball and Yitzchak missed it. Chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. So she had a mefoshim. She had a nevuah before they born. She knew that one kid is terrible. Mefarkes lotzes al avid ezore. She knew that one is avid ezore. I'm going even deeper. She knew one is even avid ezore and one is talmid chochem. She knew something is wrong. So she went to ask, and he told her it's two. It's one avid ezore and one is a tzaddik. The big one will be meshuvah to the small one, yeah? So they didn't mean that the big one will be avid ezore. The big one will be avid ezore, the small one is a tzaddik. But Ravi avid tzoyer, this is what they told her. And Be'etzem, this is what they told him before she asked. It's the vitz, the Biskarov says, Alamo, the vitz. But I'm saying the pshat. She, you know, one kid Rashi says, we're trying to go out in avid ezore. The other one, we're trying to go out in the bismedrash. So she said, him, Ken lamazan noichin. So they told her, you have two kids. No? So now why she's happy? Why she's happy now? So the Biskarov said, before she thought, as a Mizrochnik. Also Teira and also television, yeah? She said, such a kid I don't want at all. One not from, one from is better. As it was Kerov Gizok. Because the not from eventually will become from. But the guy that is krum has nothing more to do with it. It says, the guy that is mixed ashkofis, he thinks that he's from, and he's not from, these people spoil everyone. Because he thinks that he's okay. Skirov said she doesn't mind. We could, someone's not from Mekarim, eventually be from. But if the same kid is from and he's running to learn, but he's also in the night running to the other places, with the Zelbe fire, I think it was Skirov gesagt. But the Mefoshim say it's much more from that. It's not that part. They told her V'rav Yavoy Tzoyer is a system, we'll see later in the brachas. Esav, v'kasher tori du porakto, Esav is the one that is helping. Esav is the one that is helping Yitzchak to grow. We say it in the Magod of Pesach, Lel Seder, I think Abel Elopian will say David, vo'etel l'Avrom es Yitzchak, vo'etel l'Yitzchak es Esav, v'es Yaakov, v'Yaakov v'bonov yoldu Mitzrayim. So Balagod and Mefoshim and Agod ask, Vo'etel l'Avrom es Yitzchok, Vo'etel l'Yitzchok es Esav es Yaakov, Vo'etel l'Yitzchok es Esav es Yaakov, Yaakov b'bono v'yodu Mitzrayim. What kind of present is to Yitzchok to give him Esav v'Yitzchok? Esav v'Yaakov. Esav is not a present, Esav is a punishment. And Vo'etel is Lashon Matana. And also why it doesn't say Vo'etel l'Avrom es Yishmol v'es Yitzchok? The answer is Yishmol was out of the picture. Esav is a twin of Yaakov, and we'll see it in a second, he's a twin. He's not a brother, he's a twin. Esav is there to bring us back b'tshuva. Esav is there to machzir us b'tshuva. When tzoras happen, they're not only happening stam, they're happening to machzir us b'tshuva. V'rav yavoy tzoyer. If we'll do good, we'll be shodet on him, and if not, he'll be machzir us. They explained to her that this is the way it has to work. You will have two kids. When the kid, the younger one, will behave, the older one will be meshuva to him. And if not, he'll be machzir him b'tshuva. The answer is, I'm going without the vitz of the Biskarov. They told her it's two kids, and one is mashlim each other. And when the one that is learning will learn like he has to learn, the big one will be taking care after him. It's not the pshat that the big one will be disturbing. Kozma, the young one will not be learning, the big one will be disturbing. And this is what Be'etzem made Rivka come. So Be'etzem, when you read Chumash Rashi, good. Rivka starts the parsha, and Mishuma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is megalgalit, that she doesn't go to ask her husband. Yitzchok was obvious. She has a husband, she doesn't have to go to ask. Hashem is ma'alim from Yitzchok, because this whole story of the broches, we managed to explain it, Yitzchok cannot know what is going to happen, and Rivka gets the nevuah from the beginning, Yaakov is the right son, and b'meila, this is the following of the parsha, and that's time. The way you read it, Kipshuto, you think that Yaakov and the family realize what is happening, and Esav didn't realize what is happening. So, someone told me once that Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, the Rav of Yerushalayim, when he spoke about this pasuk, "Vayesar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishto ki akorohi." Nisratzev and Nispayas. So we said, why was Nisratzev and Nispayas? So we said, one pshat, because Avraham Avinu had to die 5 years earlier. So Hashem had to. So they told it to Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld. So on the spot he said, what are you telling me? That Ve'yeelsar lo Hashem, Nisratzev and Nispayas, is because Avraham had to die 5 years earlier. So he said the words. Vayeosar lo Hashem gematria chomeshonim. Then the pasuk is mamshich. Vayov es Yitzchok Esav kitzayit bepi v'rivko eves es Yaakov. Vayozed Yaakov nazid vayov Esav min asode v'u oyef. Vayomer Esav el Yaakov al iteni lo min ha'odom ha'odom hazeh ki oyef anoichi. Al ken karosh moyedoi. ויאמר יעקב מכרו כאמס בחירוס חולי, ויאמר עשו ונאלה לומוס ולומר לי צבחוירו, ויאמר יעקב ישוב עלי, וישוב עלי, ואם כאמס בחירוס אלי יעקב. ויעקב נעשה לעשו ולחם לזיד הדושים ויכל וישתה ויוקם וילך ואיב את עשו וסבחוירו. אז חזר סיילת בעצם דה עושים לישיב על אברהם אבינו, ועשו היום עשו ויוצא לתר בוסחו, רשי סד דה נזיד, אז הדושים, that you give from מייכל אבילים, the מפורשים explain how רשי knows it, because if not, why Yaakov is busy cooking this food? Yaakov is not in the kitchen. Yaakov is Ishtam. Yaakov was cooking. Teretz says he was Oisik Ba'avelis. Vayikrom ayom keremes b'choros choli, vayim reisav v'nein yachlomus v'lomo lize b'choiro. So the Ran and Drosha says that we have to know for unzer emune, Yaakov didn't try to cheat Esav. Vayovo Esav ויוזד יעקב נזיד ויובי איסו מן הסודה והוא אויף. זוג דרשי והוא אויף. What is והוא אויף? ברציחה. חזר say he killed. He was נויף. ויימר איסו ול יעקב על איתנו מן האודם היום הזה כי אויף הנויכי. ויימר מחרוק היום בחרוסכו. זוג דרן איסו told him I'm a רוצח. I'm a נויף. Yaakov realized that it's not covered that Malchus of Hashem, that a person that is a Ritzach and a Noyef will be a Bechoir. B'meile Yaakov went to save the Bechoir. Not that Yaakov tried to take it to himself. V'chi, till now Yaakov didn't have something to offer to his brother to buy him off. And punk now, the first time that he wants a piece of food, he thinks that his brother will go for it. Yaakov felt in this minute that Esav, Chazal say, was Yitzel Tal Busroah, that Avraham Avinu can't stay alive. We need to say it's not Stam a slip, it's a Chefzev Yitzel Tal Busroah. So the Ran says in Droshes, the whole Drosh of the Ran, the people who were attacking him, Yaakov Avinu, Titan Emes Liyankov, Yaakov has to go like that. And the Teretz says, Adarabba. Yaakov went to save the Bechoro. It was Avoido. Maybe he took it to himself. But not cholila v'chas. Like, you know, we have in our head, yeah, it was a good cheat. Yeah, avada, Esav was mevazeh l'b'chayra, he deserves to take it away from him. The Ran says, you were looking at it wrong. Esav bo min asod de'oyef, v'ayoyim aloi ki oyef anoichi, v'ayoyim ayakov mechro kayoyim b'chorosho. So what is kayoyim? So Rashi shtot, what is mechro kayoyim b'chorosho? Mecholi b'chorosho, what is kayoyim? What is Kayoim? Hi, what is Kayoim? So Rashi says, Ketargumoy. Zabin Kayoim de Lehon. So Rashi says, what the Targum means? Mechro Kayoim, like Yoim is clear, sell me it also. Like the day is so clear that it's day, sell me it also. I think the pasuk becomes even harder. What is the shaychus? Mechro kayoim, like the day is clear, sell it to me. Zog deran v'ani oimer sheromus kan. Kayoim, borur li kayoim, that you don't deserve it. It's clear. For sure it's a pshut shel mikro. But he meant, it's clear by me. Mechro li kayoim mechorosho. Like I know that it's day, I know that you have to sell me the b'chayor. And Esav answers, "Hineni olach lomus v'lomu li z'b'chayor, I attack you, don't need it." V'yakub nesal le'esav lechem v'nazid adoshim, the famous briskerov, he only asked for nazid adoshim, why he gave him bread. So the briskerov says, "Alochin shecholorach, if someone comes over to you, I'm starving, give him to eat." Tell him, listen, you want to eat? $1 million. The guy says, I'm going to die. Achoze bulmus. You're allowed to eat in Yom Kippur. The guy says, okay, $1 million. So he says, okay, $1 million. He gives you to eat. He says, no, where's the $1 million? Tell him, listen, I didn't mean to give it to you, but I didn't have a brera. I was about to die. So he doesn't have to pay the money. Because he was so hungry, he was oinus. It's not loch and shechon oruch. Chazal said that Esav achoze bulmus. Because Hashem wanted it to happen. Esav had to eat. So Yaakov was scared, the mechir will not work. So he was scared, he gave me first to eat bread. You're full now, right? Now you didn't see that dosha. So he cheated him, that's not a chore bulmus. The Balabatim say that when you go to a restaurant, even if you may order the main meal, you get the bread for free. So that's the pshat, lechem in a zina dosha. But the real pshat, as Yaakov Buskirov said, that on the explain, it's not stam. Because on the why the apostle brings it down? Why the apostle brings it down? Pasuk says that Avraham of Yitzchok calls Esav and he tells him to go to bring him matami makasher ohev leman avarechecho lech mer latzon v'kach lo misham shtei gdei izim toivim v'yatzo Esav v'at osono kelecho telecho v'kashtecho v'tzei asode v'tzudo litzai v'asa li matayim kasher ohavti v'avir li v'ochel lo ba'avur tevarechecho nafshi. I saw one of the chassidus forum is brought down. Why he had to tell Esav, go to the Sode and chop two animals? Everyone had sheep. Rivka has sheep. Everyone had sheep. Go bring two sheep and give to me. It's the only place you could find. You have animals. You're full with animals. Sudo asode ba'asrim atayim kasher ohavti. For what? Why to send them far to get the food? It just doesn't make sense. So I saw it brought down that the Yom HaKadmonim, the Gdolei Olam didn't eat food only from what was tzayit. Why? Like tzayit is hard to get, they didn't eat meat because it was available. So if they had to eat meat, they would have to go to catch an animal. And if it didn't work out, that means it's not bashel for Hashem to eat now. It's meduik. Later it says that you're allowed to eat katsviva ve'ayol. So b'meile, be'etzem, they never took from the old sheep and they ate. The only alamol, they would do a tzayit, if it will work out, yes, and if not, not. Because Mokim, he sends a Yitzchok to go to bring the tzayit. Rivka Shemas, she tells Yaakov, you go bring. And the pasuk is mamshich. Vayema Yaakov el Rivka, Ula Yemasheni Ovi Vaisi Benov Kim Tatea. ותאמר אלוהי אימוי אולי כלולוס חבני. So Rashi says, so the Targum says, אולי כלולוס חבני, ואמרת לאימי אונקלוס, עלי יסמר בנבואו דלו יסן לבת הלוך ברי. I have a נבואו that it will not come on you. ויאמר אולי ימשני אהובי ואיסי בעינם כמתעתיה והבאתי עלי כלולה ולברוכו. ואמרת לאימי, אונקלוס, עלי יסמר בנבואו דלו יסן לבת הלוך. I have a nevuah that will not happen. So some say it was stam a nevuah, and some say what we said in the beginning of the parsha. She said, I know you're going to be the one. I have a nevuah. I went to Hashem Ve'ever. I'm not stam doing it. I like you. I'm trying you to chap. I have a nevuah to what I'm doing here. Or she had a specific. But they bring down from the Goen, said, she told them, Olai klolos chabni, you're going to suffer from three things, and only from three things. Esav will chase you, Lavan will chase you, and Yosef. Chutz from that, Olai klilos chabni. Bni, you have three things that you're going to suffer. Esav, Lavan, and Yosef. Bni, these are your klolos. Olai klilos chabni, don't worry. It's the only things that will happen to you. Later, when the brothers wanted to take Binyamin down, so Yaakov tells him, Yosef and Nenu, Shimon and Nenu, Achshav, you want to take Binyamin? Olai hoyu kulono. So the Goen says, he said, Olai, Esav, Lav and Yosef, hoyu kulono. My mother promised me it's only these three. Don't take Binyamin. I got a promise from my mother. I'm only going to suffer from Olai. Esav, Lav and Yosef, why you want to take Binyamin? But in any case, he goes and he takes the brachas. Vayobo yalovi, vayomer ovi, vayomer ineni miyat obni, vayomer Yaakov elovi, vanoichi yisro bechorecho, osisi kasher dibarto elai. Vayomer Yitzchak bnoi mozo miyat alimtzoi. Vayigash Yaakov el Yitzchak ovi, vayomashe, vayomer hakol kol Yaakov, vayodayim yedei yisro. Velo hikiru ke oyodov ki dei yisro, vochiv seiris vayivorchayim. So this is the famous posuk. The Velt has a kasha, Yaakov comes in and he puts up a show that he's Esav. His hands are full with hair. But the koil is called Yaakov. He can't speak like Esav. So before Shema, you're putting up a show. You're putting up a whole show that you're Esav. At least talk like Esav. So the Velt says, a tzaddik could never talk like a Rosha. Yeah? Yaakov could do everything, but Tzarev Nazei V'Esav Mekenish. To speak like Esav, you can't. But they bring down from the Goen, more, that Be'etzem, Esav was scared that Yaakov will take the Pchoya. So he told his father, and why he was scared, because he knew that the man said he sold the Pchoya to Yaakov. So he knew that Be'etzem, it's not by him anymore. So he told his father, we'll make a siman. I know Yaakov soon is coming to dress up like me. And he will speak like me. So I'm telling you, when I'm going to come in, I will speak like Yaakov. I can't feel like Yaakov because I have hair. I can't be shaved. But what I can do is, I will pretend like Yaakov. Yaakov will try to be like Esav. So b'meile, when I come in, when he comes in, you will chap that it's not me, because I'm not going to talk like Esav. When I will come, I will talk like Yaakov. Yaakov came and he spoke like Yaakov because he couldn't change. Mele, Yitzchak said, I go down with the Esav, I call Yaakov, I'm down with the Esav. So the girl to feed them, it's not a kasha. I call Yaakov, I'm down with the Esav. Oh, I call Yaakov, I'm down with the Esav. But before she said by us, we have to know, Bizman Shakol Kol Yankov Eina Yadaim Yedei Esav. Bizman Shakol Kol Yankov Eina Yadaim Yedei Esav. And if Esav is fighting, it's a tviya on us. I want to tell you, Be'emes, if normally you were planning to learn this Shabbos Lamazog in 20 hours, Lamazog, I keep it, I don't know, 15 hours, Lamazog. People are fighting. You're meshubit to add. If someone will come over to you now that in Aza they just need a couple guys, just like one missile to push them, to kill them, everyone will go to help to push. Mask him. They have like one Zazar, they do that and it's done. They get ahead of them, yeah? So they need a couple guys to push it. There's not enough soldiers, they need a couple Shibishi guys to push it, yeah? They have a bus downstairs, in an hour you're back. You will not go? First one, yeah? So we're telling you now we have it, another hour of learning. Feel a Shibut. I know it's hard, but this is our Avoida. I'm not asking you to cry. I'm not asking you not to enjoy. I'm not asking you not to go out to eat for Shabbos. And, don't say I'm learning anyway. After the Suda tonight, take an hour. It's very hard for you to learn. It's givaldic. This means like five big missiles to Aza that you could kill. It's very hard for you to learn. It's maybe a time bomb in Aza. I'm telling you, the amount that it's hard for you, this man shakoil kol yakiv eina yodaim yedei Esav, as Esav big gemore. We're reading it in this week that Esav is around. Esav is fighting with us. The whole world is happy that it's happening to us. Just everyone is quiet. Epis mesirus nefesh. Epis mesirus nefesh of hakol kol yakiv. Velo yikiroi. And Yaakov gets the brachas. V'yitel lecho Elokim mital ha-shamayim v'shamnei horetz v'shtachmu lecho k'asher kilo Yitzchok levoriches Yaakov v'ayi ach yotzo yotzo Yaakov meispnei Yitzchok oviv v'eisro bo mitzeidoi v'yoyim alo oviv yokum oviv v'yoychal mitzeid bnoi v'avu tevorechani nafshecho v'yoyim alo Yitzchok oviv mi'ato v'yim ani bincho b'choycho eisro v'yichod Yitzchok charod ha-gdoilo מאיפה הצרצית ויובה לי ואיכול, גם ברוך יהיה, he was masking, כי שמוע איסו וסדיברי אובי, ואיצק צעוקו גדוי לו ומורו עד מאוד, ואיימה לא אובי, בורכי ני גם עוני, ואיימה בורך איכול במירמו, he took the brochus, ואיימה אחי קורא שמו יעקב, יעקבני, he took the brochus, ואיימה ניצר ואיימה לאיסו, ונגביר סמתי ולכו, וסוכו וסעתי לו לעבודים, דוגל ותורש שמחתי, ולכו איפה מהעשב ני, ואיימה איסו ולאובי, הברוך האחסי לכו אובי, בורחני גם אני, and he started to cry. ויען יצחק ויאמר, הנה משממני האורץ יהיה מישבך, ומטל השמיים מעול, והלכה בכל תחיה, ושוחי חוטב, ואין רב יהב וצויר, ואין כאשר תורי לפורקת ואולי מהולך. So I want a couple things we'll learn here. Bets, and this is what I want to speak about this week. This is bets, and when it's going to Klal Yisrael, and Esav starts to hate Yaakov, and here bets, starts the goddess of Klal Yisrael. First time of Veltlo. So Yitzchok, Esav comes in, father, eat. Says, someone gave me to eat. Vayomer bo ochicho b'mirmo v'ikach birchoisecho. What is b'mirmo? Bo ochicho b'mirmo. What is b'mirmo? If you don't learn Rashi, some people don't learn Rashi, what do you think? You thought it was a cheater, yeah? Shalom t'razav yankim. Rashi says, bo ochicho b'mirmo b'chochmo. Your brother was smart. Even Yitzchak didn't call him. I would say your brother, the sheikh, your brother fooled you. The chokhmah. So Yitzchak says, who told Rashi to say such a pshat? He says, because he said, gam baruchiyeh. If he doesn't think that it's a good shtickle, if he was taught that it's time of cheating, abba b'mirmo. So the Velt says a pshat. Chazal said that he told him shtei gdei izim, echod lechagiga veechod lepesach. It was Lila Seder. So he told him, Yaakov gave me the second one and he told me that it's Lila Seder. And b'meile, he gave me to eat afikoymen. Ein maftirim achra pesach afikoymen. I can't eat from your korban. So b'mirmo, he gave him to eat afikoymen. He didn't leave till I ate the last piece. He told me, now eat afikoymen. So they told him, Reb Chaim Zonnenfeld, he said, "Bemirmo is gematria of afikoyim." Same gematria. I checked it once. First, it works. If I said if it doesn't work, you know, it's because I said afikoyim. But the mice said the gematria works. Mikol makom, this parsha is a very strange parsha. Look what happens. Yitzchak comes. He eats from Yankiv. Esav comes, ta. He says, your brother came. Who it was? I ate. So look at the Seder of Sukkim. Yokum Abo. I want to give me a bracha. So who are you? Yitzchok. Me Eva Etzad Zayit. I ate from someone. Kam Baruch here. So Esau starts to scream. Yeah. Baruch, say that what I could do. Your brother came and he took the bracha. He said, ha, it's the second time he's cheating me. He took my b'chayro. Esau tells him, what I could do. I made him a gvir le'achov. Nasati le'avodim. Dogin v'tor ismachtiv. L'cho Eva my essay. I sold out. You only have one bracha. And if the father tells him, it looks like a porah aduma. Esav comes, I want the bracha. Someone took the bracha. Say, oh, it's my brother. He's a ganel. It's like, it's what I could do. I gave him everything. He said, give me a bracha, but I gave him. Nitala Shemayim. So Esav answers, a bracha achas, you only have one bracha. No, you're right. I'll give you also a bracha. What was the master man? So I heard from my father, Lord Avraham Gurvitz. From Shem Chaim HaKodesh, I can't find any Lord Chaim. There's a lot of pshat here. We will stick to one pshat. One of the pshat that Esav is giving, Yitzchok is giving Esav the bracha, the brachas. He doesn't know that Esav is a Rasha. So the Mefoshim explain. The Mefoshim explain that Avada, they were born together as twins. While they were born together as twins, Yitzchok, he for sure knew that Esav is not Yaakov. But he had reason to think that Esav is a Sholem. And the Tafkid of Esav, especially he was born with hair and teeth. He was more like a ready person. Ki'ilu, his avoida was not to work on himself. He was a mushlem. Yaakov really has to grow. So what Esav, the one that is growing, he's the one that becomes a Talmid Chacham. He's the reason we come to this world. We don't come shalom. So the avoida of Esav is not to work on himself. The avoida is to support Yaakov. So Esav will be the Tamchim Deiraisa. This was his plan. This is the way he read the picture. Yaakov was working himself on the Shleimus, and he will be the Mamshich, and Esav will be the supporter. And this is the reason there are twins, Yisachar v'Zvulun, are together. It's not two, it's one. This is the reason they came out as twins. It's one piece. So he was planning to give the brachas of the Gashmirs to Esav, and he will take care of Yaakov. Yaakov came, and he chapped the brachas. He doesn't need any more the money from Esav. We see it Baruch Hashem today. The money is about the yidden. No, I'm serious. Not the people that everyone learns has money. But we don't need to get from Jack and John and all these people money. We have Yiddish people. There's enough Jewish geld that could support all the yeshivas. If it's given or not, it's noch hashayle. Baruch Hashem will be given. I'm saying be'emes. The plan in the beginning was that the goyim will have to support. V'hoyu melochim omnaich, v'soroyim enekesaich. As a mahalach that Klal Yisrael doesn't need to get tamchin shel teirim me'atzmon. The etzem why some people have to support and some people will learn, everyone will learn, and the goyim will support. But Yaakov took it that we have it inside ourselves. So Esav comes, Yaakov Yitzchok tells him, mital hashamayim smachtiv. He doesn't tell him, I gave him, there were no shas. I gave him food, I gave him itala shomayim, umishmane oretz, vedogon. So what I will give you? What I will give you? I gave him the gashmias. I can't give you, he took your job. You don't want to learn shas. You want the bracha to have money to support him. He doesn't need your support anymore. Esau starts to cry. Habroche achasi lechovi. You think that I want money for supporting Yaakov? You think it's only one bracha? Everything is one? I want money because I want money. I want to have a good life. Zoknem Yitzchak, this is what you want? Take. This is worth nothing. This is gomish. How much you want? Let the goyim have everything. They will eat this elomaze. This is not called money. As mikenish machem gutazachem, with the money it's called money. This I can give you. And Yitzchok chaps arai, but I will give you something when I was planning. Because Torid, you will not be the supporter, but you will be the stick. When he will not learn, you will have to run after him. And when he learns, you'll take and be quiet. The original plan, you'll be the supporter. You will help Yaakov to learn. Now you'll be the punisher. You'll be fighting with him. It's not Kiilu, when you read the parasha, oh, and in the end he decided, you know what, Esav, if you'll fight with Yaakov. The job, Esav stays a twin. Esav stays the one that has to help Klal Yisrael. Just he told him, I can't give it to you like that. So like this, I'll take you out of my picture. I don't have to make my other son fighting with the other son. But I will leave this chelek that you will be supporting him and you will be fighting with him to make it happen. This will be a koyach. This will be a tafkid. Person has to learn from that. Gashmius, and I'm telling you this, the metzius, is worth only if you could do good zachin with it. If you can't do good zachin with the gashmius, it's not worth it. It's worth nothing. How you know if you're really homing in the right place or not? When the gashmius and the ruchnius crash. When the gashmius and the ruchnius crash. What you do then? If you see you go to the gashmius, so by you the gashmius is as the Esav. It's not for the ruchnius. But if when Gashmias and Ruchnias crash, you go for the Ruchnias, then you know, Take, that you're in the right place. Then you know, Take, that you're over the right tafkid. You're doing the right mahalach. This is Be'etzem, the Ikar Avoido. Two more things I want to say. Foshim being done, which today book was said that the Shmaya came over to my hands. It says in the Pasuk, עקב אשר שומע אברום בקוילי וישמור משמרתי מצווי סי חוקוי סי וסירוסי. עקב אשר שומע אברום בקוילי וישמור משמרתי מצווי סי חוקוי סי ותירוסי. So Rashi says, שומע אברום בקוילי כשניסיתי יויסר וישמור משמרתי Gzeiros, Shnias ve'arayas, mitzvoisai, dvorim she'yitzaras behem, gezel, chukoisai, dvorim she'yitzarora, v'om asa'ilu meshivim aleim. Tiroisai le'evi teire she'ba'alpe. This is what Rashi brings down. The Gemara says, in Yume, Eikev asher shoma avrom bekoili, Shekiyam Avram Avinu is kol ha'teire kulo. This is what Rashi says. So Loshan HaGmor in Yom Chof Cheses, Eikev Asher Shoma Avram B'Koyli, Shekiyam Avram Avinu kol ha'teire kulo, Afilu Eiruv Tavshilim. Shai, let's go to the Shaykh is the Eiruv Tavshilim. What was the Pshat? Shekiyam Avram Avinu is kol ha'teire kulo, Afilu Eiruv Tavshilim? What is the point? Afilu Eiruv Tavshilim. So they bring down from Mzalmele, from Aloshin here, so from Shlevet Mzalmele, that the real Gilsa was, Kiyem Avram Avinus Kolatere Kulo Ve'afilu Eiruv Tchumim. But when they written down the Shas the first time, it was not enough place. So they put Ayin Tov for Eiruv Tchumim. The Bochrazetza, when he opened it the second time, he did Eiruv Tavshilim. They say this B'Shem the Goyim Mivilne. And he said, two remozim, he said. He says, Eikev asher shoma Avram b'koili, Ekev is a foot. So Ekev is a Shoma Avraham Bekili, Shikim Kol Atere Kula, Afilu Eiruv Tchumim. Not only Eiruv Tavshin, Afilu Eiruv Tchumim. And someone gave me a server today, they bring down from one of the Kadmoinim, he says, Ekev is a Shoma Avraham Bekili, Vayishmoyo, Mishmarti, Mitzvoysei, Chukoysei, Terosi, is the words Tchumim. The first letters are Tchumim. Chutz in the Vav Terosi is Tchumim. So b'meila, this was Chazar Merames. So I heard once a Givaldi Kepshat. Avrom Kim is called Terekulo. Frank Dimeforshim, Goy Sheshov as Chayev Misa. So how Avrom? Avrom Lemais is a Goy also. He's also a Yid, but he's also a Goy. Lechumah he was Mekayim called Terekulo. But at the Tzadar he's a Goy. So at the Tzadar he's a Goy, how he was Mekayim called Terekulo. So the Poor Tirutzi. Some say Lemoshel, so he has to mechal Shabbos every Shabbos because Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa. So he can't mekayim kol haterekulo. Lechumri wants mekayim kol haterekulo. So some say that by the goyim, the day goes after the night. The night goes after the day. So Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa is Shabbos day and Motzi Shabbos. Bayid, yeah, but it's a big shayla la'alochef. Tak Goy Sheshovas Chayev Misa goes lefi. For sure, that's been Sunday, but for sure the shayla goes Motzi Shabbos or not. So the Mefarshim say, no, it's a two pshatim. And he went with the tzitzis. By a yid, it's not carrying. But by a goy that is not a talis, it's called carrying. It's also very shvel because after say by that he needs it for the mitzvah, so the Velt says a third teretz. He made Eruv Tchumim, and then he walked outside the Tchum. If he's not a yid, the Eruv Tchumim doesn't work, right? By a goy, you can't make Eruv. So b'meile, when he walked after Alpayim Amor, he was Mechal Shabbos. But on the side that he's a yid, Eruv Tchumim works, so he's not Mechal Shabbos. So every Shabbos, Avraham Avinu had to make Eruv, you get it, Yosef? Every Shabbos, he had to make Eruv Tchumim, and walk outside the Eruv Tchumim. So Kiyam Avraham Avinu is called a Terekulo, Ve'afilu Eruv Tchumim. It's not Stam, Ve'afilu Eruv Tchumim. The only way to be a Knesh of Avraham Mekayim is called a Terekulo, is by doing Eruv Tchumim, and walking outside the Eruv Tchumim. V'meile, every Shabbos, he could do the Eruv Tchumim. Every Shabbos, you can do the Eruv Tchumim. Only this is the Eichet Timtze. We'll finish with one more vote. The Mefarshim say that Avshach would say the overalat. V'yisroit etzo abonim bekir bo v'teymer im kein lo mozeh anoichi. V'teylech lid reish aloikim. What is im kein lo mozeh anoichi? Im kein lo mozeh. And she didn't ask Yitzchok, we spoke about. Before she said, like this, I'm not Mitzuven Pruvervu. Yitzchok is Mitzuven Pruvervu. Yitzchok is Mitzuven Pruvervu. You don't go to ask questions, why this pregnant is like this, why this kid is like this, why this is happening. You have to do what Hashem told you to do. Bad or good comes out of it, it's not your problem. Someone that is not Mitzuven could say, I don't want it, I only want the good kid. I only want that. Yitzchak didn't have a koyach to decide what he wants to do. So maybe she said, Imken lo mozeh anoichi. Vatelech lidro yishalakim. Yitzchak told her, I'm not going to ask Hashem why. By me, I do what's in Hashem. It's a mitzvah v'pruver v'u. I have to bring kids. Alright, they're going like this, they're going like that. The Gemara says, I'm Menashe v'chizki. Chizki didn't want to do pruver v'u because he saw Menashe is going to come out. Don't ask questions. You have to do what Hashem told you to do. So the same thing here. Only she went to ask why it's me. But a person is mitzvah. Shach said, our tafkid in life is to do rotz and Hashem. He said a lot of times, in different ways, I'll say that this time, same thing. He said once, there was a group that were doing kiruv in Russia. But the Russians, to get them to do kiruv, it was hard to get them. You bring whiskey, and then they dance. And they dance, because achdus, and then they become the chayz of b'tshuva. But the problem with the Russians, there's no zochor, nekeva, goy, yid, everyone is the same. They get it by the Russians. Oh, it's a dissolvent. So you can't tell them it'll be separate dancing. So they came to us, it was a group that was doing kiruv in Russia. So they made these big events. Hundreds would come, dance. A couple days later, they started to separate them, and then 200 in Gilead, 270 girls, every machzor, out of a couple thousand. They came to ask Rav Shach. Shach said, not to do it. He said, you're not allowed to make a boy and a girl to dance together. I'm not going in all the mitzvahs, they do it anyways or not. It's not the point. Everyone has to speak to his case. But the idea, Rav Shach said. So they told Rav Shach, listen carefully. But you know, 200 kids come out. Rav Shach said, I have to make people through. I have to do Rotzen Hashem. I'm mitzvah to my mitzvah. What will come out of it will come out of Esav. It doesn't make a difference. I don't ask questions. My tafkid is not to try to make a cheshbon if I manage to bring two people to the Bismedrash or not. Avada, in Rotzen Hashem is to bring 5,000 people to the Bismedrash. But not to say, I have to ask the Shaila, if the psak is, it's called Lifnei Ivel. Could be it's not Lifnei Ivel. Then anyway, go to the Pavs. I'm not going out to the Shaila alone. But the Ashkofe. The Ashkofe, Vazayna Esav, Vazayna Yankev. This is a person that is not mitzvah could ask. A person that is mitzvah only does Rotzen Hashem. He doesn't make the cheshbon what is in the bottom line. Cheshbon Rotzen Hashem, you're allowed to or you're not allowed to? If you're allowed to, this is what you do. And if you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. The person says, yeah, I will eat with them together, and Echanami is not the best cheshbon, but I will do kiruv. That's a shayla. If a P.L.O. you're not allowed to eat there, don't go to Bambay. Don't do tshuvah. Again, could be a rabbi passing. Yeah, I'm not saying now specific. Only one could ask. When you're not mitzuve, make cheshbonis. It's worth it. It's a kid that is mixed up. It's not kedai to have him. I don't know what she was planning to do. If not, yeah. The person that is not mitzuve is allowed to ask. The person that is mitzuve never takes in cheshbon what will be and what will come out. He does rotzen Hashem. And remember, if you do the right thing, every time you have this yad in the shemayim.